How do you, how can you stop people saying things online that they might not well say face to face? Women politicians have been targets for years. Now others, usually those high in the public eye, women footballers, for instance, also attract, well, what would have been termed 30 years ago, very, very rude people. Across the water, Ofcom is looking at introducing new regulations to restrict hate speech, particularly against women, limit comments. But is it possible? Is it inevitable? Will there always be people like that out there who enjoy the anonymous, unattributable power the internet gives them? Of course, like Ofcom, you could try and do something about it. Politicians on this island are, of course, targets, but how much so? Claire Christian is Health Minister.
I think it's important to say that people have obviously got some very strong opinions. And I do get emails from and messages on social media from people who have very strong opinions about, the state of our island as a whole.
Some remarks must obviously be because you're a woman politician, I would imagine.
I mean, I have seen over the 5 years I've been a politician, you know, even when I kind of think about when I've been interviewed in the past, you know, I remember on Tymal Day, my very first Tymal Day, it was the conversation was about what I wore as opposed to what my policies were. So, you know, I can kind of think that obviously it's really important that what we do look at when we're talking to politicians or anybody. I think this is really more about sports people, you know, the what's going on in the UK is we talk about their sport and what they're doing, and we talk about the policies as opposed to them being female or male.
What's your reaction if you get something like that? Are you offended? Are you hurt?
I first and foremost, I try to ignore it. That's what you have to do, and you have to get on with the job, and you have to get on with your day-to-day work. That's my priority to my constituents and to because I'm Minister of the Health and Social Care. So if people want to contact me directly about things, then that's where I will speak to them and will address it. But on social media, I will ignore any sort of negative comments that are directed at me.
It is policing it, if I can put it that way, possible. Can you stop people?
Well, that's for the authorities
to decide and to work out.
I completely agree in that, if for example, a social media platform puts in certain algorithms to stop these sort of, whether it's against women or against sports personalities and things like that, then if they're able to do that, then, you know, that has to be agreed.